Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. It will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. You can see these two great disciples of Jesus. One is Paul, one is Peter. Before his conversion, Paul was called Saul. He is the one who got permission to catch the Christians and put them into jail. But Jesus intervened. On the way to Damascus, Jesus appeared to Saul. In a big voice from heaven, he said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Then Saul says, "Lord, who are you?" Then the voice said, "I'm the one you persecute." Then Saul said, "What do you want me to do?" Conversion leads to intervention of Jesus. Paul was converted and followed Jesus for the missions, for the non-Christian, for the pagans. At the end, he suffered also persecution, and he was martyred in Rome. Peter, another, is the head of the apostles. He's the one giving the key of heaven. But then also he betrayed Jesus. He denied that he be the disciple of Jesus before the people. Finally, when Jesus appeared to him again, it is still Galilee after his resurrection, Jesus only asked Peter three times, "Peter, do you love me?" We can see what Jesus expects from us. It's a really love, a true love. "Peter, do you love me?" At times we are weak. We could have betrayed Jesus many times. But Jesus doesn't count on what we are doing wrong. He just wants to listen to Yes. Jesus is expecting us always start again. We can make mistakes. Jesus understands this. But he just expects us, once you are aware we are wrong, just to tell Jesus, sorry, Jesus. And also to ask a special grace. Jesus, I'm weak. Please give me the grace. A lady at the wedding of Cana, Mary simply tell Jesus they do not have wine, not enough wine. And that's simple. Our relationship with Jesus shouldn't be complicated, shouldn't take hours of meditation and prayer. Of great helps. But most important is our heart is open, always open. Even, you know, the household work and worldly work. Important is to make our heart open to Jesus. Just to tell Jesus we are weak. We want to follow him again. Start again. So, in the feast of Peter and Paul, ask these two Greek saints to give us courage to witness Jesus before difficulties, before problems. What we have to do is just entrust ourselves in the hand of the Lord.